Welcome to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, where we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small business. I'm Brian Rump from Profit Coach.
And I'm Matt Garrity of Matty G Digital.
And before we get started, head over to kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca/checklist and download Matt and Brian's marketing checklist for Kawartha Small Businesses. We are recording today from the Thrive Podcast Studio at Thrive Coworking Community at 18 Kent Street West in downtown Lindsay. All right, Matt, today we are going to be talking about a topic that you know a lot about, and that is vacations. We want to talk about the importance of proper vacations for small business owners.
I'm the king of vacations. I feel like I've not worked more than 3 days in a week since June, I want to say. I think I'm kidding a little bit, but it's not that far off.
Yeah, you've been hardcore vacationing. We've hardly crossed paths, it feels like, in the last few months. And I think that's a good thing. There's seasonality to a lot of businesses. There's times to sort of grind it out, put in extra days. I know, you know, you getting Thrive built and ready, there was a lot of like evening work, and that, you know, doesn't balance out, but there are times to, you know, vacation and slow things down. And I think entrepreneurs and business owners are bad at doing that. And I think it's really critical to at least have some time that's pure vacation.
I think a couple years ago, maybe a year ago, I think more like 2 years ago, I mentally started to prepare myself to take a week off every 3 months at a minimum. I think I could probably do more if I thought about it. And this summer has just been, this is summer 2022, the first, quote, real summer I've ever had with my kids, it feels like. The first couple years, they're napping in the middle of the day, so it's disruptive. So you can't go do a big full day of stuff. And then we had COVID, so you couldn't do a whole lot. This summer is the first summer we've had where they're of age, just like, let's go do a bunch of fun stuff. And they're not napping and nothing's closed. And then I also realized they're only on big holidays. They only have a summer because they're both in school for July and August. So I wanted to do as much as humanly possible this year. I've always took Fridays off in the summer. I'm trying to make a sound well, I think. And I've always taken Fridays off in the summer, but this is the first summer I've actually done it every single Friday, except for one, because we're doing the Starting Point summer camp out of Thrive. So I was here for that. But otherwise, I took every single Friday off and hung out with my kids, did whatever. Previous summers, I would plan to, and then I would get busy or, okay, it was a long weekend, so I was off on Monday. I wanted to work 4 days. This summer, no, I'm just off every single Friday. I worked like 3 day weeks. It just is what it is. And it's taken years to get used to it. And then also a constant reminder, maybe two things. One of which is who, not how. And having who's and like structuring your business in a way that you're not the, are you not the engine?
Well, or, you're the pilot in there. If we go to the analogy of the business made simple airplane, you are in the cockpit and you're the pilot. So sometimes you turn on autopilot and you trust that the co-pilot or the navigator or someone will jump in, or they can always call you back from your nap room if needed. But yeah, it's a lot of it's about building your business so you can do that. And I love that you've intentionally done that and that you're talking about kind of working towards it. And, you know, this summer was the first summer where it worked, right? But having that intentional time that's a vacation, not a working vacation, not a, oh, I'm going to be with my kids somewhere, but email me if you need me, is just, I think, so important.
Oh, I think so. And the other part of it, if part one would be having, again, like that system set up, to run your business while you're the pilot goes on autopilot or flips over to autopilot or whatever you want to call it. But the second part of it would be mindset and like a reminder that we started these businesses, most of us, a lot of us, I bet you a lot of people since COVID have started their business because they want a certain lifestyle. And it's a reminder like we don't need to be working every single day of the week. We don't need to be working in the evenings. We don't need to not have vacations. I had a business owner, I won't say their name. There's nothing wrong with what they said, but I'll tell you off air. Like very prominent business owner, locally beloved. I love her. It's all that. It's all good. My wife and me were talking to her and she said something about, like I was like off that week and she's like, oh, it's so nice to, like that you're off. Like us business owners never get to do that. Like kind of nudged my wife, like, sorry, like what a terrible lifestyle that we've led and all this. And like in my head, I'm like, I'm off a lot. And I felt guilty, but like it's always stuck with me where it's like this woe is me type of business owner mindset where it's like.
It's a weird paradigm, or I guess an axiom that people believe that they just are stuck with. Like, well, I'm a business owner. There's just nothing I could possibly ever do to take any time off ever. And that is a complete load of garbage, I think. And I think you have to, if you really want to be an entrepreneur. So I guess, yeah, if you want to buy yourself a job and you work all the time, and there are people who like that. They're wired to work. Don't actually want a vacation. If they have downtime, they're just going to work on something different, maybe. Like, I know someone who, anyway, they're always working with their hands on stuff. And it's like, oh, if it's not building something for a customer, they're like trying something really cool for themselves because that's where they get joy from. But they built a business that allows them time to build their own stuff sometimes, which is cool. But you can't just work all the time. A great quote I heard within the last few weeks, and I've heard it before, but it's like hit me, is, you know, an overscheduled entrepreneur can't innovate. And I think that is a hardcore truth. It's not a, you know, tougher to innovate. It's you can't. So, you know, we talk a lot about Dan Sullivan and the Strategic Coach Program, which one day I'll make enough money to join. One of the first things they do is get people to integrate free days into their schedule and find who's so they have more time because you can't run on full.
You're not a business owner if you're overscheduled and you're not thinking about innovation or marketing or structures and processes. You're an employee. And you're being employed by the business that's running you.
Yeah, you've bought yourself a job. You're an employee.
I like that line.
You're just running around. But, you know, there is that. You've said this, and it's something that hits me and bothers me, is that wink, wink, oh, I can't spend time with my kids because I'm a business owner. And I think that's where your priorities are straight. Yes, you can. You have to hold the sort of healthy tension between work and time off. And there's probably lots of times where you have to sacrifice some time with your kids. But it can't be nothing. Like, there's people who never go on a vacation until their kids have summer jobs and don't want to go on vacation with you anymore. And they then try to make up for lost time. But I think you can carve out some time that's just pure vacation and plan around it.
Oh, yeah. We have a mutual friend that a couple months ago had mentioned something about, like, he's almost never home for dinner with his kids. And he's like, oh, you know what that's like. And I'm like, because I'm friendly with him, I was like, no, I don't know what that's like. Like, I'm home for dinner every single night of the week. Side note, not so much in the summer because I've gotten to golf. So like once, like every Tuesday, I will usually not be home for dinner.
Yeah.
But I said to him, like, no, like I've
but
just
it's planned.
It's planned.
I'm never surprised, like, oh, dad's not coming home. It's like, dad's not home tonight because he's doing this.
Yeah, or don't know where dad is, or dad must be working late at the office again. And no, like I leave Thrive every day at like, I was going to say 4:30, but that's when I'm like usually like getting ready to come home. Like, do I want to do one more thing? How busy am I? I leave and I'm home for dinner and I don't do anything. If I have to do any work, well, I'm kicking myself in the foot here, but not that we ever have to do something. But if I want to do something at night, it's not till they're in bed type of thing. And it's a mindset thing. Like, you don't have to do any of these things. It's your choice.
You choose what you want to do. You can build your business how you want to build it. There's an entrepreneur, and I think it's this, I'll attribute this to Manjeet Minhas, who's on Dragon's Den. Mm. They own Minhas Breweries and Distilleries, serial entrepreneur who works very, very hard, has talked about balancing traveling for business and speaking events. Mm. And I remember I right before COVID hit, I saw her live and she was like talking on herself and with her kids backstage before she spoke. But another, was talking about balancing that, but had a very sort of sacrosanct set vacation schedule, which was every year there was a week of a vacation with sort of her family, a week vacation with her husband's family, like extended family, siblings. There was a vacation that she did with just her and her girlfriends. There was a vacation that was just her and her husband, no kids. There was a week or two with just her and her husband and her kids. Mm-hmm. So it was like, these are these set types of vacations. They are going away, doing something vacations. Mm-hmm. And those were just set, and it added up and you think, oh, that's like 6 or 8 weeks of vacation. But for somebody who's overscheduled all the time, other CEOs like that might have no vacations ever. And that's why they write, Hallmark movies about them at Christmas time, right? And you don't have to be that. You can build in whatever you want in your business. And, to start is, I think you need to build, you have to build something.
Mm-hmm. I feel like hospitality businesses get more sucked into that idea that they can't go away on vacation. I wonder why that is.
I think some do, but I think, again, you have to really sometimes challenge yourself to build a better business. And maybe it's different times. So I know I've heard from chefs who it's like, you have to mentally adopt the mindset that you're working when everyone else is having fun.
Mm.
So guess what? Christmas dinner, you're working. Right? There's all these times, but there will be blocks of time where it's maybe slow season, where you're going to vacation, mm-hmm. or you might leave the restaurant for a month in January and some travel the world and learn new recipes, or they need inspiration vacations to make them better at their job. You can't just go 365 days a year, and some do. But those are, the mom and pop shops that look the same as they did 40 years ago when they opened.
Right? Yeah. I'm just thinking too, I'm so fortunate that I've been gone. We're talking in August right now, the last week of August. I've been gone for 2 weeks in August, plus all the Fridays. And I don't know if there's a long weekend there. I've not dealt with any fires. Today is I was gone last week. It's Monday morning. I've not done anything other than talk to Brian on this podcast and another one we recorded. I had coffee with you earlier in the morning. I'm not going to get to my laptop until 1, maybe, after I eat lunch. I'm not running around. I have no fires to put out, though. Do I have, am I the best business owner in the world? No, I'm not even the best business owner in this room right now, right? Do I have the best people and the best team? I have great people that work with me. Do I have incredible processes? No, they're fine, but you just have to like have that mindset, like this is what we're doing, and kind of just roll with the punches here. Like I have no fires to put out. I've like looked at all my emails as they come in, and I kind of respond as necessary. I responded to a couple that were about like making sure someone else was going to be able to make money, and I wanted to make sure they didn't like miss out on that. But I've got opportunities in my email, like two or three of them of people that want an answer from me about working with me, and I'm like, I'll get to it. And I guess like I'm fortunate again that I've got the base. I've got really, really, really great accounts that I'm working with. Those people, a couple of them emailed me last week some questions. They probably got my out of office. If not, they'll know I'll get back to it whenever. It's just there's nothing that really like goes wrong if you've thought about it properly.
And I think, yeah, the key, I was going to say something else, but you finished your sentence with if you've thought about it properly, which is really the nugget there. And again, it's that intentional choice to build your business this way. It's the intentional choice of who you work with, setting those expectations. In your business, there's a cyclical, there's a time to plan, and then there's a time to do. And if you pre-schedule and pre-do the doing stuff, you're able to build that. And I think every business can do that. There's a trick to it. There's a great book by Mike McCallum. It's called Clockwork. And Clockwork is about, you know, building your business so it runs like a clock. And the whole theme there is taking a four-week vacation. And that vacation is you know, your email gets shut off. You're not allowed to phone the office. Like, it's a pure, you know, vacation. But I think, you know, you've done a good job of rethinking those things, right? What are the fires that happen? Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, who's available to, you know, help put those out if needed? Have I picked the clients who follow my process?
Yeah.
Right? And do the planning and aren't reacting? You know, so that's, you've designed that business, which I think is necessary to be like a proper business, so that you can take some time off. And, you know, you didn't take 8 weeks off without talking to anybody.
No, right? It's not as bad as I think we're making it sound.
You're not at that point, but I think you do a really good job of switching gears like that and spending that time with your kids.
Yeah. I've been off a few weeks this summer, but it's not been like, yeah, four complete weeks off. And like I spent the time while I have been working, like grinding stuff out, making sure it's done. I'm getting better. The more you do it, the more you realize you have to prioritize stuff. There's stuff that's behind that I'll get to this week, but it's not negatively affecting anything.
That's the cadence too of running a business. Right?
Yeah.
There's times to do administration. There's times to follow up. And I think in general, like people recognize that, like, you know, sometimes you wait for, you know, you can't respond to everything all at once. So yeah, you can't leave it for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like today, right? It's like, I'm scheduled to do this morning. You know, maybe this afternoon I do this, or next week I will catch up on X. And you're really good at doing those things. But I think some people need to maybe learn some of that, or they need to block in, like, you know, this is when I do X job, right? And then when I'm on vacation, I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
Or they get to know what they need. Like, some people need a fishing trip, right? Some people need to sit on the beach and read. Some people need to go grind it out at Disney World with their kids for a week. Like, there's these different things we need, but they help us change gears, rest, relax. Sometimes reflection just happens. You know, last week you were away and you were like sending me some texts that were more business-like, but that's the, you know, the entrepreneur brain kicks in when you're not really scheduled.
That's the thing that's like somewhat magical that I wanted to say, where I would like to go on a trip where like another retreat like we did last year, because that was super useful. But at the same time this year, like all I want to do is get away and try not work. It's impossible not to think about work.
I think a retreat and a vacation, that was the other big point I had for this, are different things.
Absolutely.
And my, so this is my own mindset, is I've maybe once in my life had a real vacation where I haven't like tried to like learn something while I was there or like think about something. And as I say this out loud, I don't think I've had that. Yeah, because I've always tried to stack it. Or it's like, oh, I'll go away and I'll think about the business for a few days, or I'll do a retreat, and that's kind of like a vacation.
Yeah.
I think that's a different thing. It still relaxes you. A retreat helps you plan your business. It's a planning thing. But you also need sort of pure, 100% free from work vacation. And yeah, you might get some ideas.
Yes.
During that time, I think then you have to find the balance. Is it, do I send some texts to like document what I thought about? Do I journal it? But then like also cut that off fairly quickly so that you're focusing on the pure time off.
Yeah. The magical part about the pure time off though is you're not doing work. You're not intentionally thinking about work, but I'm swimming around with my kids, or I'm on my deck the other day having a drink in the afternoon. And like these things, because you're not thinking about anything else, these good ideas come to you.
Yeah.
And you're not actually like trying to think, or like you're not trying to solve a problem, but like they just pop into your head and you're like, that's a really good idea. And then you have to like fight not acting on it right away.
Yeah.
I text you because anytime I have a good idea, I'm like, does Brian think this is a good idea or not?
Yeah.
Or I need to like either put it in my phone, which I try to stay away from my phone when I'm on vacation, because then I open it up to like put a note in and then I see notifications and I get sidetracked. I need to bring like a notepad of just like, this is my idea that I can carry around like an old detective that I pull out of my pocket and write down.
A spiral,
flip it open and write down what I've got going on in my head. It was a great week and it was a great month for this, of like so much clarity this month, so much time to just not reflect on the business from a retreat perspective, but like clear mind, no fires, like what's, and like things that just pop into my head and like, I think they're great ideas.
I think what it really does is, I know for you, just based on your year end and your birthday and your planning season, having that time, and now all these things start popping up, it prepares you now for retreat season or planning season. Because some people, and I've seen it too, are wired so tight when they go into planning and their plans are like reacting to fires they have right now.
Yeah.
Or they're just not good plans because they haven't had time to like think through some of those things. So I think it works on, A, it recharges you to mentally, physically, you know, it builds like the lifestyle you want. Mm-hmm. So it gives you time to like bond with your kids, do all of that good stuff. And it helps you with business, because now you're going to be more focused.
Oh yeah.
You're going to be able to create a plan for the next year that's going to pay dividends and like profit. So like if you trace it all back to free days, vacations, like those are investments long term. Like there's, you know, you need to take them. Like,
oh, for sure. The only thing I reacted to this month, and this was still an experience thing, is I had a new account come on board the first week of August. And I'm like, this is the worst time for this to happen, because the first month is always the busiest. But all the other accounts, like I talked to them throughout the month, so they knew like I was going to be away, or frankly, they don't really care. I talk to them every month. We've got that recurring call or meeting set up. If they've got questions in the meantime, they'll email me. It's nothing, like it's not a drop everything. They're not calling me at every hour of the day. It's not chaos, and they trust me. They know what's going on. Most of these people I've worked with for like years. Some are like 3 years, 2 years, etc. The only thing I did, I went like really heavy. I went not above and beyond, but I went a bit more overboard in expectation and schedule for this new account, where I was like, this is what's happening this month. And I laid it out, all the bullet points. I was explicitly clear. I was like, you're not going to hear from me this month. We're doing all this stuff. but you're not going to hear from me. Don't be surprised. If you have questions, let me know, but I'm not going to reach out to you. But even like the week, 2 weeks ago when I was here, I emailed that person again. Like, hey, quick update. This is what's going on. Here's what we're doing. This is what we're working towards the end of the month. I'm going to email them today. Also, quick update. Here's what's going on. It's basically going to be the same email.
Yeah.
Just to like make it clear. Hey, I haven't run off. I haven't disappeared. Like we're still doing stuff, just so you know. But that's the biggest learning I've taken in the last couple of years was like expectation setting with like the people that might not know what you're all about yet.
Yeah.
This person does, and they know me a little bit. I'm pretty friendly with them and known them for maybe a year now, I guess. But it's still like, okay, now this is a new engagement. This is a new relationship. Yeah. So we need to change it up a little bit.
Yeah. Just, you know, if the idea of vacations forces you to get better at those types of things so you can manage through that. So, and I think, you know, if that's kind of thoughts we leave it on is it is about building that business that fits your lifestyle. And that's why, you know, we're here talking about this, you know, small business owners, thriving region for small business, thriving business owners take vacations.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the overscheduled entrepreneurs can't innovate. So there's like a million good quality reasons to make sure you're taking that vacation. So I hope that, you know, everyone listening to this has had a chance to take some vacation or has some scheduled. If not, do that. Any final thoughts?
I'm going to sit down at my desk at some point today and I'm going to book more time off this year. I've been gone for the last 4 weeks. Yeah. I know in 2 months from now, I'm gone for like a whole week at the end of October. December, actually, I'll be gone just with holiday stuff. Somewhere in there, like I might try to squeeze out like a long, like a couple days of maybe focus time specifically. And then like, I'm always in like planning mode. Me and you talked about something I'm talking about literally 13 months from now. I'm going away.
Awesome. All right. So if you're listening to this and struggling with this idea, we'd love to help talk you through it. We can help you start, grow, or recharge your business. You can check out the website or send us an email to setitup@coorthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.